Please listen to Invité de Clark, a new program here at Radio Harmony, where we interview interesting people. Take some time to listen to Invité de Clark. Say Radio Harmony 88.8 on your dial with interesting interviews with interesting people.
Welcome to this edition of L'Invité de Clark. Miriam Kabani, journalist and documentary producer, is my guest today. Stay tuned to hear more about her early life and her profession in part one of an interview conducted in Paris this last November.
Bienvenue dans cette édition de L'Invité de Clark. Miriam Kabani, journaliste et réalisatrice, est son invitée aujourd'hui. Restez à l'écoute pour en savoir plus sur son métier dans une interview réalisée à Paris en novembre dernier.
L'Invité de Clark, with your host Clark Aidy. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'Invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
Miriam, I want to welcome you to the show. Miriam has a fascinating job that I want to get into in a moment. But first, Miriam, say hi.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Very good. You know, we're in Paris right now, so if you hear a little background noise, it's because we're doing this interview in a hotel. But Miriam, where are you from originally? Because I never asked you that.
I'm from east of France, a city named Besançon.
Besançon. Oh, that's a town not far from Switzerland? Pretty close?
Exactly, yes. Yeah. You have a lot of people from Besançon which are going to work in Switzerland. It's just near. Uh-huh. It's about 1 hour by car.
Oh, that's very good. And do you have family still there?
Yes, all my family is in Besançon. I am the only one in Paris.
You're the only rebel. So Besançon, we know where that is. Did you grow up in Besançon? Did you spend a lot of your childhood there?
Yes, exactly. And I came to Paris when I was 18 years old. I left from Besançon, yes.
Oh, okay, directly to Paris. And now you live here, and you've lived here pretty much the rest of the time, right? Or did you have any other places you lived?
I would say that I am more Parisian than from Besançon,
sure.
Byzantine. But I lived in England and I lived in America and I worked in America. Sorry for my English.
Your English is
great. But I worked in America.
She's very self-conscious about her English, but it's very good, I must tell you.
It was a long time away, it's why.
Was that in, whereabouts in America were you?
It was in New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, it's a busy place, East Coast, sure. I know also from time to time, you've been to Brittany, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
How does that please you? Do you like Brittany?
Yes, I have to say that it's because of you and your wife, Agnès, which is one of my best friends. So I discovered Brittany because of you, and I think that it's a real incredible place. And I think that it is the only place in France where you have four seasons in the same day.
Yes, that's right. We're famous for that. We're very famous for that. No, it's a beautiful region, and we love it. And you know, the Breton people are very hospitable. And I think you came, was it during the summer, or did you come during any other seasons?
I went in Brittany at your home. It was on summertime.
Yeah.
So I had the opportunity to visit Finisterre. It's not all Brittany.
Yeah.
So I love very much this place. It's because it's so vague. You have also cities, you have the sea, you have everything in Brittany. I love it.
Well, I would agree with you. It does have a...
It's just a little bit far away from Paris because it's 5 hours train.
Well, that's on purpose, you know. No. No, actually, we did it in 3.5 hours from Quimper, so that was very good. Yeah, because the TGV picks up part of that route. But what's interesting, too, for me, and I know our listeners are going to be very interested to hear about your job, because it's quite different, and I've already promised our listeners it's going to be a very interesting part of our discussion today, because we don't run into people like you all the time. So tell me about the job.
About my job, yes,
yeah.
Because I'm a journalist, and so my job is a passion for me, and I have the opportunity to do this job for about more than 20 years. But at the beginning, you know, where the place where I come from, everybody says that I can't be a journalist because it has been a long way just to have this job and to get the opportunity to become journalist. So it's my second life. Before I was working on tourism. But I decided one day, at 30 years old, to say, my dream is to become journalist, so why not? Why I can't do that? So I went to do a master in Sciences Po, Sciences Politiques, here in Paris, and I became a journalist.
Wow, that's interesting. So your journalism, is that writing, or is it producing videos, or what is it exactly that you do?
So at the beginning, I used to work at the television to be like a journalist. And 20 years after, it's always in television. I love it. Uh-huh. And I'm producing, how do we say, I'm realizing movies.
Directing, producing, that's right.
Creating. So now it's what I'm doing for 3 years. It's to realize films.
And what sort of topics, what sort of things are you filming?
I'm going to try to explain in English. It's a very interesting question because I'm trying to do engage films. It means to show what happened in France about the society and just to put the finger where they have problem and what are the solution, because there is always a hope. But I need to explain what happened in some places, in some different way of life.
Can you give us some examples of what that has been in your productions?
Yeah, sure. The last one, for example, it was the situation of the district in France, because we have a lot of problem about district. We have problem about drugs, about armed traffic, about rodeo. And so I have tried to show that we don't have only this in the district. We have a lot of people who are trying to work hard for this district to be in a good place, in a good good things. So I wanted to change the look we can have about the district. There are beautiful things. There are a lot of things we have to show, not only what we say about drugs and traffic and.
No, that's a great idea, because you're right. There's a lot of people there who are working very hard, trying their best to do day to day what they can do. And it's great to shine the light on somebody like that, because obviously that's a big part of our population. So that was interesting. I think you told me too you're going to do something on Montmartre.
Yes, so it's so different. So it means that I just spent about 1 year and a half in Montmartre. And the question was, are we doing still the party after the COVID in all of the places in France? So for me, it was in Montmartre. So the idea, it was to show that perhaps you have to see the movie.
I think I look forward to it.
Of June, you will have the answer.
That's fantastic.
But the question is this: are we still doing the party in Montmartre?
Yeah. Well, it's hard to imagine Montmartre without a party, but I suppose it could happen. I know it certainly was a problem during the pandemic. So your daily routine, just tell me what you do during the day usually now. Are you finished with the Montmartre project?
I finished this week, but I have to say that I'm very, very busy because I am a self-entrepreneur.
Yes, self-employed.
And especially now, you know, in our business, like a lot of business, I think, we need to do different activities. So it means that I'm working in different things. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing movies. I'm working for companies for movies, to create movies for companies.
Okay.
I'm doing coaching, I'm doing training in school.
I can see you are a busy girl.
So,
I'm interviewing Miriam Cabani here in Paris, who's been telling us about her fascinating life and her job, her professional side, which is pretty impressive. Miriam, what's your next project, or what are you going to work on after you finish now this Montmartre project, besides taking a 2 month rest?
So I'm sorry, Clark, because I'm not sure you're going to like what I'm going to tell you. But as I told you, I have to be honest now.
Please do.
Yes. So as I told you, I'm doing Engage film. And I worked for about 1 year about an inquiry about the childhood in France, and especially about prostitution.
Oh, okay. Well,
so I did a training during 1 year in the Minister of Interior.
Yes.
And I worked on this purpose for 1 year, and now I would like to do a project about this this purpose, because there are about 10,000 children in France who prostitute, and we need to do something. As there are a lot of association and the government and everybody is in take care about this problem.
Yeah.
But like I am journalist, I want to do something about this purpose.
That's fantastic. That's a great idea, because we all know it exists, and it takes everybody to eradicate something horrible as that is. So that'll be your next project. And I was kind of wondering, with all these different projects, if it's given you an opportunity to travel, besides the beautiful Brittany.
Especially because in Brittany, what I love also, it's about the spiritual place.
Ah, yeah.
And I just come from India, from Rajasthan.
Oh, that's yes. Very interesting.
So I was, I wanted to go there to do a spiritual retreat.
Really?
So I went there, it was last September, mm-hmm. 2 months ago.
Oh, it's recent.
And I would like to go back perhaps next year, I mean next year in the, within 2 months or 3 months, because I stayed only 1 week, it was not enough.
Yeah.
So my next trip, I would like to go to India, and perhaps in May, there is another retreat in United States.
Well, that's very good.
Yes.
Where, did you tell us where you were in India then? Where is the ashram?
Yes, it was in the north of India, in Rajasthan.
Oh, Rajasthan, you said that, yeah. Wow. And how do you feel after that? Obviously, you want to go back, so it must have been a good experience.
But, yes, you know, I was a little bit afraid because everybody speak about India, and but it was such a beautiful place, and yes, I really need to go back and to know much better this country.
Now, when you talk about a retreat, that brings up a lot of pictures for us. Did you have a guru, for example? Did you go to the ashram and listen to a guru talk about different spiritual things?
You know, Clark, guru, it's not the same word in English and in French, so we have to really be careful about this, especially because in France, unfortunately, spirituality, it's not the same sense as Anglo-Saxon country.
Well, I think a lot of our listeners will be not French by birth and might understand what we're trying to look at. In India, our understanding is that a guru is somebody who comes down from a succession of gurus and has a special view about spirituality and teaches that to his students, I suppose we would call that. So I wondered if there was a special line or a special guru that attracted you to that particular region.
I would say that what I wanted to do is to learn how to meditate, because I'm doing a spiritual way for about 5 years, but I really don't know how to meditate. So it wasn't, you know, like a movement or something like that. It was just a place where I have learned how to meditate. I'm not professional about this, but it's better and better now.
Oh, step by step, isn't it?
Yes.
I think that's something that people don't realize when they first start in the spiritual way, is that it is little steps. We can't obtain enlightenment, boom, 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 like that. It doesn't work that way. So you could take that next step when you go to India again.
I think I would like to improve and, like you said, to go step by step. Because, you know, as I told you, it's about 5 years. I am very interested in spirituality, and for me, I think it's very important now, especially because there is so much violence. And so if we don't take the time just to, you know, to meditate, to relax, to take time for you, you can be in all those senses and run everywhere. So yes, I would like to improve this way of meditation.
You said you've been to America, or were planning to go to America for that too?
Yes, why not? I'd like to go there, yes.
What part of America would you go to?
I think it's near Canada.
Yeah?
So somebody told me about that.
Oh, okay.
So I would like to know, you know, my dream, it's, one of my dream was to go to do a spiritual retreat in India, because, you know, one day we all
have this. That's another country, you're right.
Yes. But I'd like to go back again in Nepal. And there is a retreat named Vipassana, and one of my dreams would be to go there and to do a Vipassana retreat. But okay, you know, it's about meet of people. It depends what happened.
Well, you said again, so that means you've been to Nepal already?
Oh, yes, I love it.
Oh, well, you have to tell us about that too. Gee. We'll hear more about Miriam's trip to Nepal and about her current documentary work and her work with underprivileged children in our next edition of L'Invité de Clark on Radio Harmony 88.8. Thank you for listening, and please join me again next week for part two of my interview with Miriam Cabani. Until then, a bientôt.
L'Invité de Clark with your host, Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'Invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.